federal CIO Steve Van Roekel's priority list will affect more than just the IT organization at your agency. Alan Balutis is the senior director for Cisco's Business Solutions Group and former CIO at the Commerce Department, and he's here to talk about those IT priorities. Alan, my friend, it's good to see you. How are you?
Well, I better hurry up, Francis, if I have to get to the store to buy toilet paper, milk, and water.
That's right. And you also need, what's the other one? Bread. You need to get a couple of loaves of bread, too.
Correct.
I'm going to talk about that with Mike Causey later on in the program, just that general sense about snow. But as you looked at Steve Van Roekel's priority list and you heard about it, and then as the video came out of him speaking out in Silicon Valley, what'd you think about what you heard?
I had a couple of thoughts. First, he's a very bright, articulate, and approachable guy. I've had the chance to meet him a couple of times directly, and that was certainly reinforced in his remarks. I think the remarks themselves were very much on target. I saw and heard the very, excellent report that Jason Scoop Miller did shortly after it appeared. I guess I have a couple of things I was concerned about. First, I'm a very simple person in many ways. So we've gone from the cloud-first strategy under Vivek Kundra to now a share-first policy, a future-first policy, an XML-first policy, a web-first policy. You know, if everything is important, nothing is important. I really do think it's key to prioritize. I'm concerned, too, that while some of these things may be viewed as variations of some earlier initiatives, and certainly we're very strong on cloud and data center consolidation, I would have liked to have heard more about what's going to happen with Vivek's 25-point plan and some of the very aggressive initiatives that were laid out only months ago but haven't moved very far on the implementation scale. With 12 to 15 months left in this administration, at least in the first term, I'd like to see more things finished before new things are started. And then finally, I wonder why, faced with the invitation to make this same presentation basically at the Executive Leadership Conference in Williamsburg, Virginia, to 900-plus inside the Beltway government and industry leaders, why Van Roekel would opt to go to Palo Alto and deliver it before the Churchill Club to a much smaller group of Silicon Valley executives.
That last point, Alan, is the one I wanted to ask you about next, because I heard that all over the rooms and all over the place at ELC. At that time, we didn't know specifically what he was going to lay out, but that was the argument that a lot of people made. And in fact, one current CIO said to me, I'm supposed to be implementing whatever it is he's going to talk about out there, and I don't know why he won't come and talk to me, why he's going to talk to a bunch of people who aren't going to have any direct impact on this agenda.
Well, in defense, I mean, I'd pick Palo Alto over Williamsburg myself.
Not me.
But honestly, I mean, you know, when you think about it, 80% of the federal government is outside Washington. And if you're pushing an agenda that's a little bit different, a little bit edgy, a little bit innovative, and you're looking for some of the real stalwarts in industry, especially with a lot of the innovation and the cloud and other arenas coming from, they're not the usual suspects in the federal space. So I certainly can see why he would want to go out there to do it, because there's certainly every opportunity to talk to the group within the Beltway, and I'm sure he'll take advantage of other invitations from ACT-IAC, from Tech America, from FCEA, from Northern Virginia Tech Council, to have those conversations here too.
As far as the agenda goes, other than the multitude of firsts and maybe a touch of confusion about which first is first, anything else that you saw there that will change the way that you as a CIO would do your job? Were you still there?
I certainly liked the what he had to say about the integration of IT with other areas, the focus on bringing in some new talent, both through the fellows, the Technology Fellows Program, and the Entrepreneurs in Government program. We government can certainly use the additional eyes and hands and help. I thought too, at a time of budget challenges and deficit reductions and people concerned about cutbacks, I think to have somebody in the senior IT position in government saying IT isn't just a backroom activity to be cut, but it really is an opportunity to enhance government productivity and transform the way in which it does business, and anything we save ought to be reinvested in that aspect of technology, moving from operating costs to the transformational types of change. That was a welcome thing to hear, especially from a senior appointee in the Obama White House.
Alan, it was great to see you in Williamsburg, and thank you very much for being on the program this afternoon.
Okay, I'll stop by and get my shovel.
Alan Baloudis.